This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour report recorded on Thursday, May 24th, 2018. I'm Marc Belanger. This year is the 150th anniversary of the world's first trades union congress, the British TUC. Today, because of the example set by the workers who came together in Manchester in 1868, almost every country in the world has a national labor central, such as the Congress of South African Trade Unions, COSATU. The event is being commemorated by the finding and telling of 150 stories for 150 years. One of the unionists who has been searching for stories about the origins of the labor movement in the UK is Frances O'Grady. Ms. O'Grady is the TUC's general secretary. She is the first woman to hold the position. I asked her about her study into the origins of the labor movement in the UK.
So I have been looking back at the history, and it's quite moving, really, about just the courage that people had and the sacrifice that they made. And you know, maybe we need a bit more courage too. But when you look at those original demands for an 8-hour day, for free education, working class people in Parliament, still pretty relevant. We need to remember that this was sowing the seeds. The TUC Congress was sowing the seeds for this new wave of trade unionism that we then begin to see emerge in the 1880s and 1890s of mass trade unionism. For the first time, unions springing up or opening their doors to women, to young people, to the unskilled. These incredible strikes led by teenage girls, the match women, their right to have a voice at work, as well as real health and safety concerns and resentments about pay, and then on to the dockers and their fight for the tanner, which became a big public campaign. And maybe we're in one of those times again when we need to call on our friends and allies way beyond our own ranks, because the forces against us are great, but the more people we have backing us, the more we can fight back. So there are so many lessons, I think.
Do you see parallels between the struggles of those working men and women of 150 years ago and the struggles of today?
I think we may have different names for the struggles that people face, but the 0 hours, the insecurity at work, the low pay, the inequality would be all too familiar to the pioneers of the TUC. Back then, we had mass migration, in that case from the countryside to cities. We had a massive pay squeeze following financial liberalisation and the collapse of the largest joint stock bank, and huge public protests. And that was when those trade union leaders got together and said, we need union unity. We need to come together under the banner of the TUC.
As the TUC represents unions at the national level, the ITUC, the International Trade Union Confederation, represents unions at the world level. The Confederation represents 180 million workers in 162 countries. To help commemorate the founding of the British Trades Union Congress, the ITUC decided to hold its General Council meeting in London.
The ITUC is absolutely critical in building solidarity, coordinating global union action, making sure that we have a voice and a seat at the table in important international institutions. And it's also important that the ITUC gives us an intellectual lead on understanding how capital is changing so that we can change to win for workers. Where is that new wave going to come from? Because we know that trade union movements around the world are battling to stay strong. We've still got 6 million members, but I would love to double that. Where are the new frontiers of control? What leverage have we got? We have got power, but we need to find new ways to use it if we're going to win. So, you know, I think the ITUC plays an incredibly important role, because in the end, we need trade unionism without borders. We need solidarity to win for working people.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.